Hello, I want to welcome everyone. This is Lisa Menini, President of Accelerate Associates, and this is your Entrepreneurial Edge Success Circle high content call. And today's segment is about business models. So we're going to talk about why you might be working harder, not seeing results, what your business model should contain for you, what you should do to leverage your business and your time. So I hope you have a pen and paper. We're going to take a lot of notes. And before we get started, I want to make sure you know of some upcoming events. On Thursday, January 21st, we have Create Your Quantum Leap Strategy. So if you go away from today's high content call, remember you can ask questions, but you can also come to our half-day event that we're having on the 21st in Canton, Michigan, and I've invited five-time Emmy Award-winning TV producer Sean DePerrin, who will talk about how to shamelessly promote your business. He's going to show you how to get free publicity for your business, how to get crystal clear on your preferred client. We're going to talk about how to dissolve desperation in relationships and why that's important in attracting and while you network. You know, a lot of times when businesses are not doing well, business owners are not doing well, they sound desperate. So we're going to talk about how to dissolve that desperation in your relationships. You're also going to find the real reasons your hardwiring holds you back from maybe shamelessly self-promoting your business and developing business relationships as well as sealing the deal. So you'll also uncover your own business model that's targeted, how to systematize and monetize your business. And this is a great segment for people that even if you're a seasoned business owner, you're going to leave with a new level of mastery. But if you're a new business owner, you're going to get very clear and understand where the gaps are in your business. So we're going to use our systems approach to profitability. And speaking of which, we're having two high content calls in January. One is, they're called Get Ready, Get Set, Go. Or I'm sorry, Get It, Got It, Go on January 14th and January 26th. I think they're both at 5 o'clock, 5 or 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. The 14th is a Thursday, by the way. It's at 6 and 6 p.m. And the 26th, the one on January 26th, is at 5 p.m. So we're going to. I think it's at 5 p.m. So we're going to be holding those events. And remember, there is the 3-day intensive, the Entrepreneurial Edge 3-day intensive. That's happening March 18th through 20th, 2010. Make sure you're at this event. If you want to learn more, be on one of the calls, either on the 14th or the 26th. You can register for those calls at freebusinessplanformat.com. That's freebusinessplanformat.com, and that will get you to a sign-up page for one of those two teleseminars. So you will want to be there. Our next Entrepreneurial Edge Success Circle call, again, put this on your calendar, January 12th, 4:30. We might have to end that a little early because or the one on the 26th, a little early. So January 12th, 4:30 Eastern Time, we're going to talk about why permission-based marketing is a critical element to have in systematizing your business. We're going to explain the reasons why systematizing can also have you rethinking your marketing and your networking plans. You might even get some things from today's session as well. The essential elements in a permission-based marketing system and what you should do to leverage your business and your time. Now, for those of you who are also members of the Career Management Success Circle or know someone who would benefit from this, our next high content call there is January 12th at 3 p.m., and that's how to find the hidden or silent job market. We're going to talk about 10 techniques approaches to tap into the hidden job market, approaches to use in finding out information about jobs that haven't been posted yet, and also key initiatives you should implement to jumpstart your career in the new year. So those are all of the upcoming events that we have. So we're going to be busy, busy, busy. Okay, so now let's get started with the business model. And we're going to cover the Q&A session. I have some questions that people wrote in. Remember, you can also go on the AccelerateAssociates.com site and go into Contact Us and submit your questions. When you do submit questions that you have for our Q&A calls, please make sure that you put in which success circle you're in, either the Entrepreneurial Edge or Career Management Success Circle. That's really critically important. Okay. Let's get down to business and today's business model. There are a number of issues that business owners have when they get started in business, and a lot of that is around their business model. But here's the thing. You're doing your marketing. You're doing, you know, you've got maybe your marketing mix. And by marketing mix, I mean maybe you're doing social online network. Maybe you're doing blogs. Maybe you're doing networking in a BNI, Business Network International, or LBN, Local Business Network, or your Chamber of Commerce, wherever you're doing your marketing. But if you're not really clear on your client and your business model, I want you to think about how clear your referrals are going to be to you. The mistake that many business owners make is casting a wide net, because oftentimes business owners cast such a wide net because they believe they'll catch something. Unfortunately, with that type of thinking, it's really lack thinking. You're thinking in limitations. And the reason for that is you're saying, hey, I'm going to try to cast a wide net and maybe I'll catch something. Little desperation in that too. But if you think in terms of specificity, being very specific about your client, then it's much easier for you to target that client as well as those people referring business to you. So, as you're taking notes, I want you to think about something. I want you to think about your preferred client. What is their industry they're in? Are they in the financial, consulting? Are they, are they a certain level? Are they management level? Are they CEO level? Are they line workers? What titles might they have? Are they accountants? Are they CPAs? Are they coaches? Are they consultants? Are they moms? Are they dads? Think about that. Think about the titles. You know, chiropractors, doctors. Is there a specific niche that you're going to work with? And I want you to think about that too, because if you just work with chiropractors or you just work with small businesses, I want you to think about, you know, that's a big segment to try to get. Yeah, I know companies that work with just accountants or accounting or CPAs. That's all they work with. That's all they provide services to. That one segment. Think about their income level. Do you work with people at a certain income level? What are the attributes? When you think about your preferred customer, your preferred client, what are their attributes? Are they motivated? Are they proactive? Maybe you like working with chronic complainers. If you're a therapist, maybe that's your ideal client. Maybe not. But it's important to put those attributes down. And demographics. You know, some people only work with women because they have a certain practice that they have. Or they work only with men. or they only work with Generation X, or Gen Y, or baby boomers, or the elderly population, or teenagers, or college students. So think about, think about the, you know, the segment that you're working with. And if you're certified or if you're licensed in a certain state or area, think about the location. Because location may be a specific qualifier that attract your preferred clients. And so I want you to be first very specific on your preferred client, because it's going to be important, and it affects your business model, because it affects who you provide products and services to. Now, in your business model, you know, as you have this marketing mix, you know, you're on social online networks, you're on blogs, you're on, you want to be able to center your blogs or your internet traffic on your preferred client. So, as you look at your business model, and I have a lot of consultants or coaches that ask me, well, what should my business model look like? Well, I say it depends. It depends on what you want as your income level. Are you charting that out? Are you being specific enough about that? So, for example, many people start off as consultants providing a service. But they provide an hours for dollars model. On the hours for dollars model, there's only a certain amount of all hours and a certain amount of income that you can make for trading your hours for dollars. So if you're a coach providing services and you have a coaching practice, you know, do you only have one package that you offer? If you do, it's either a take it or leave it, and they'll probably leave it. And then where are you? You don't have that clientele. So think about your coaching. How are you doing it? Or how are you doing your consulting practice? Are you trying to go after corporate clients, perhaps? And if you're going over corporate clients, are you specific enough? Do you know exactly which corporate clients you're going after, which segment, how large are they, what's preferred, so that you can begin targeting those people and attracting those people through permission-based marketing, which we'll talk about next week or at the next high-content call. So let's say you have a consulting practice, you provide services. Well, how do you provide those services? Do you work one-on-one? Do you have workshops? Do you have training? So what you might want to do is you might want to say, yeah, I have consulting practice. Put that in one box of your business model. That goes in one box. Your next box is products, product sales. Do you have any products? Now, some of you might be saying, well, I just offer services. I have no idea how to create products. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. Still others might say, yeah, but I also have this, you know, teleseminars. I do teleseminars. Great. Then that's part of your business model. So if here's a consultant who has a consulting practice. They work one-on-one with clients. They have workshops. So that goes under the heading of consulting. The second box is all the different products they offer, whether it's ebooks or e-courses or books or DVDs or CDs or audios. And then they also do teleseminars. Maybe they do paid teleseminars. Now, if teleseminars are free, that's probably going to be part of your marketing mix, not your business model. So some of you are also going to have a business model that is originally product-based. So you need to think about, is there a service that you can provide as part of your business model? So you're all products you might be thinking about, is there a service that I can offer people? And think about that in your business model. Now, as you get your business model, as you get, first of all, your client base very clear, secondarily, your business model, and indicate what products and services that you offer, it's going to be important for you to understand that networking is only one part of that. That part of your marketing mix, it's going to be important where you spend your time. So, for example, a marketing mix, that is how you market your business model, might be networking, face-to-face networking. And you do face-to-face networking through your BNI, your LBN, your Chamber of Commerce, professional associations. And so that's your face-to-face marketing. Maybe you do e-marketing. And if you don't have a permission-based marketing system, you'll probably want to be on the next high-content call and come to our three-day event in March, because we're going to go through how to attract people through a permission-based marketing. Now, permission-based marketing is a different way of marketing. So you want to pull in people who are your preferred clients, and it's an automated system on the internet that attracts people in through keyword phrases that they might put in to find you. You give them a free gift, you create a relationship with them. It's an entire process. Your e-zine, if you have a newsletter, your articles, any blogs, those are also mechanisms, part of your marketing mix, that help you market your business model. But a lot of business owners are also not, they're doing the traditional things, but maybe they're not doing the online. They don't have a really good mix in their marketing mix. So it is important, you might want to write this down, it's important to have a diversified marketing mix. Because if you're not doing anything on the internet right now, and you're doing it the traditional face-to-face way, and you have no internet marketing or very limited internet marketing, I'd highly, highly, highly recommend that you come to this three-day event that we're having in March. Really, really important stuff. Good stuff that you can execute yourself in many cases. So let's say you're a speaker. Speaking might be part of either your marketing mix to market your business, or it could be your business model if it generates income. So your business model, really, you want to take a look at it, and those are the segments that create income in your business. One of the other key things that why you might be working harder and not seeing results is making sure that you systematize your time. What do I mean by this? We all have appointments. We all have things we do. But oftentimes what I find is business owners do not systematize their time. So they'll say, yeah, I have to go to a chamber meeting, or I have this standing meeting, but it's never on their calendar. Or, yeah, I have to blog, but they don't have it on their calendar. Yeah, I have to get on these social online networks, but they don't have it on their calendar. You see where I'm going with this. So make sure that not only do you have your preferred clients, you have your business model, you have your marketing mix of how you execute your business model, but you also are also systematizing your time. So if you have to spend time with your clients, you have specific days in which you do this. If you have professional association meetings, then that goes on your calendar. If you have days where you have to write your blog and update your social online networks, then you schedule time to do that. So this is a part of many reasons why business owners and entrepreneurs are working harder and not seeing results. It's because they're not systematizing their time, nor do they have what's called a permission-based marketing system that consistently attracts and fills your business with prospects. It's an automated system that fills your business with your preferred clients. So that also is part of systematizing your time. And lastly, evaluating where you're spending your time. I see so many people spending a whole lot of time volunteering in organizations for years and years and years, and they don't get one solid business lead. You need to really rethink that. Maybe what you're doing, how you're approaching it. Is that the right organization for you to be networking in? And that's going to change over time. So as your business develops, as your business matures, as your business model becomes more clear to you, it's going to become clear to you that maybe this business or this organization where I've been networking for 5-10 years is not the one I need to be networking in. So it's important for you to define some metrics. So how many referrals out of the time that you're there are you getting from the places you're networking? You know, for some people who put in a permission-based marketing system, you realize very quickly the power of the internet and how it can consistently attract your preferred clients. So again, I highly recommend that. And we'll be talking more about that on January 12th, by the way. Leveraging your time is going to be important too. Many business owners try to put a lot of their times in their hours for dollars model. And I want to challenge you to think about the one to many. How can you define what you do, or how can you design what you do into delivering it one to many as opposed to one to one? Okay, one to many as opposed to one to one. Also think about some passive income streams. Passive income, again, you create it once and it sells over and over and over. So some products. Now, this is where a lot of business owners are challenged because they immediately think, well, what can I possibly offer? Well, get your pen and paper ready because I'm going to give you some ideas. Are you sharing with people? Do you have questions that people ask you over and over and over that you're repeating yourself about maybe your products or services? So, for example, insurance agents. Insurance agents might be asked, you know, or have stories that they tell. Or they have tips for people on insurance that they continuously tell people that people just don't know about if you're not in the insurance industry. So make a list of those and identify those things that you're telling people and create an audio. Record it. Now, almost every computer now records information. You can do it right on your computer. It has a built-in microphone. Use it. Learn to use it. There's a software called Audacity. It's a little difficult to understand at first, but it's Audacity software, Audacity. Look it up, you know, in a search engine, and you'll get to it. But they have free software that you can download to record, and then you can add music to it if you want to. But it's a free audio. You can give that away as a marketing tool. as a product. Or maybe you load it up with a lot of high content and you sell it on your website. You can refer people to it. You can give it out in speaking engagements. You know, real estate agents, for example. You can do, you know, what to look for when buying a house. You know, some really great things, some resources you might want to give them. And again, record it on an audio. You can write an ebook, you know, in Word and save it as a PDF file. Put a nice cover on it. Maybe with your picture, your information, it becomes a product. So these are simple ways. A consultant, and we have a lot of coaches. We have people out there selling supplements or vitamins. Great! There's a whole slew of things that you could do with vitamins and, you know, taking a health approach. And giving people information about health supplements and the reasons why. So, again, these things don't have to be sophisticated, but people who are delving into that subject matter, your preferred clients, don't know a whole lot about it. So, you know, even if it's a $5 product where you start, or a $10 or $15 product, you know, that's maybe a place to start, but this can start creating some passive income for you. And this passive income sells over and over and over. Now, for some people, you might be limited, like financial planners, for example, might be limited by information. But, you know, there are some things you can do. Get permission from whoever you need to get permission for to develop different products. But it's not that difficult. If you can put it in a newsletter that you send out to your clients, you certainly can make sure that you develop a product about it. You also want to, and finally, systematize your product distribution. So a lot of people are like, well, what do you mean by that? Well, you don't want to be spending your time having to send out every time somebody purchases something from you. So add in, you know, a shopping cart that will do that for you. You can upload the ebook or upload the audio, and when they purchase it, it automatically sends it to them. Something like Kickstart Cart. Now, for Success Circle members, remember the in the membership site, you can take a look at Kickstart Cart. There is a link in the, I think it's web links or resources, Rolodex, one of those two areas. We have the link to the Kickstart Cart, but it's an all-inclusive cart. It's got an autoresponder for your clients, and you can get started right away. So again, think about, how can you systematize your time? Where are you spending it? How can it go on your calendar? What special dates can you put on there? So all of this is important about your business model, because this all goes hand in hand in leveraging your time and leveraging your business model and executing your business model. So these are the elements of your business model that are critically important, because we're talking about, you know, once you create the products, we're talking about distribution. So for some of you, it might be lines of business. Now, I want you to think about that. And again, we do have other resources available for you. If you're getting stuck, go to the document library. There's some shortcuts. Go to the other audio libraries. Listen to some other segments that we have on business models. And also think about coming on January 21st, or even getting the free ebook, Get Ready, Get Set, Go, 3 Steps to Jumpstart Your Startup. Lots of ideas there. And also attending the March 18th and 20th 3-day intensive. If you're not clear about your business model, we'll get you clear. All okay, some of what I covered, I want to make sure we cover the Q and questions that I've received. What kind of, let's see, somebody with a consulting practice, what kind of products can I develop? Okay, so for the consulting practices, I think we've already covered that, but again, are people asking you certain questions over and over? Is there a certain process that you take people through where you can develop a product, maybe an e-course, and take them step by step by step through it? So that's an option for you. With consulting, again, it depends on what kind of consulting practice, but again, if it depends who your clients are too. So if you have corporate clients, what is it that your corporate clients would want? And a great way to find out is to ask them. Do a survey. Do a survey and maybe include a free consultation if they fill out your survey. Or better yet, give them a free product. And in that whole permission-based marketing process, you can ask them a question and get a database over time of things that they want. So maybe you ask, what's your most pressing question about, let's say you're a consultant, an organizational development consultant. What's your most pressing question about, you know, employee satisfaction, or what's your most pressing question about organizational change in your organization? So there's a number of ways that you can make it open-ended and collect information, and that information is going to give you some insights on perhaps some products that you can develop as a result. What you do is you go back and you market to them, and you suddenly have some great marketing materials that they said they wanted, or great marketing products that they said they wanted. So that's one way to do that. Another question is, how do I develop products? Okay, how do I develop products? Okay, we touched on that. There's a lot of open source type of programs and products. Audacity was one I mentioned earlier. Many of the computers do have a computer microphone. You also might want to purchase a digital recorder. For maybe, I don't know, $150 on Amazon, you could purchase a digital recorder that allows you to download it to your computer. You can modify it. You can hold phone calls and record phone calls, or interview somebody over the telephone and create a teleseminar by it. A digital recorder can really give you a lot of functionality and help you create some of those audio products. You can use PowerPoint. Use PowerPoint and put it into maybe a movie or a show. There's also plugins that will help you do that. You can do an ebook. Write a book on Word and save it as a PDF. You can have a teleseminar and invite a guest to be with you on your teleseminar. And record that teleseminar. And again, you can sell that later depending on who your guest is. Many people are on Blog Talk Radio, which is an internet streaming. It is not your traditional radio, but it's web streaming. And they interview people, and then you have those segments when you interview people to download and use those segments. So that's kind of a neat thing to do now, too. So you have audio, you have video, you have PowerPoint, you have Word, you have Macs. For those of you who have Macs, you can do a lot of different things on there too, taking still photos and using that, and maybe creating a product. A lot of different ways to create product right now using your existing technology. So it doesn't have to be sophisticated. It doesn't have to be But it does have to have some high content enough to give you some credibility. So make sure whatever it is you do develop, that the packaging, that it attracts attention. You might want to think about, does it destroy any myths that people have? You want to also look at, you know, the 10 steps to the, you know, look at the titles, Surefire Ways to, How to Do X, the five giant leaps to X. Again, you want to make sure that your product is captivating, but also says what it is that you're trying to get across. All right, we have another question here. That came in. This is about different kinds of technology. The question is, what is the best way or the best service for teleseminars? You know, there's a lot of different ones out there. I don't want to say that one is better than the rest. It really depends on what you're trying to accomplish. But there are certain ways to hold a teleseminar. There are certain things that you should do on a teleseminar. We'll be covering one of those, that on a high content call in the future. But, there are things like conferencecall.com, freeconference.com, freeconferencecall.com. They also have recording services, so you can record your calls. But, of course, if you have a digital recorder with a microphone on it, you could record your calls anyway. So there's that option. There's a ton out there that are free services, too. So this doesn't have to be expensive in order for you to have a quality product. So those are some options that are available for you. Okay, I think we actually ended up kind of early today, but I wanted to take you through the business model process and to give you a highlight about that, because it is a process, but your business model has to be clear, and so do your preferred clients. It has to be clear because you're executing your business model. So what is your business model? Where are the gaps? Does your business model provide a high-end, a medium-end, a low-end pricing mechanism? Does it provide products if you offer services? Does it provide services if you offer products? And maybe it does, maybe it doesn't, but you have to really define, is that the right business model for you? I also want to point out that we had I was talking to a colleague, and she was very frustrated because she was not getting face-to-face communication that she innately needed. And this is part of your hardwiring, mastering your inner entrepreneur. So her business model was based on her doing a lot of teleseminars. But understand, the act of doing teleseminars is you don't get that face-to-face communication. You don't get that interaction. So if that's energizing you to get that interaction, you might want to focus on speaking engagement. But teleseminars, look at the activity of your business model. So if your business model, you want to do teleseminars, you've got to also look at that activity and say, am I wired to do teleseminars? Do I like to do that? Now, for some of you, you just have to try it to see if you like it. For other people, you're going to say, no, I'm energized by face-to-face communication. So you need to think about that, because in radio, you don't get that. In teleseminars, you don't get that. You don't get that face-to-face interaction. You don't get that that energy from the room. So it's really important to understand also how you're naturally wired, because that will affect your business model. And I have so many entrepreneurs that come to me and they're saying, I'm so de-energized, I don't understand why, you know, I can't do this. Well, it's because the activity that surrounds that business model is not in alignment with how the person is naturally wired. So that's a really critical element in creating your business model. And I didn't want to forget to mention that, because I think sometimes a lot of people look at their business model and say, okay, products and services, and this is what I'm doing. And they just, sometimes you do have to try it to see if you like it. But other times you've really got to think about, how am I wired? How is this giving me what I need? So if you like that face-to-face communication and you are doing teleseminars, well, maybe you get that face-to-face communication met in a different way through your marketing mix, through your networking, through your face-to-face networking. And if that's okay and that works for you, great. But understand that that's part of the process of creating your business model. Okay, well, I want to thank everyone for coming. We're about done with today's session. I also want to remind everyone that, remember, Create Your Quantum Leap Strategy is on Thursday, January 21st in Canton, Michigan. It starts at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. That's a in-person event. We have our March 18th to 20th three-day event. You can learn about more information about that event. And a really ridiculous offer that we're offering on the teleseminar. We're going to talk about the three-day event on either January 14th or January 26th, and you can register at freebusinessplanformat.com. So don't forget those. And remember, our next high-content call on January 12th at 4:30, why permission-based marketing is a critical element to have in systematizing your business. So love to have you there. And remember, we're going to also have our Q&A calls. So if you have any other questions that you would like to ask, feel free to email us at acceleratedassociates.com in the Contact Us page. Remember to put which success circle it is, Entrepreneurial Edge Success Circle question. And then we'll be sure to answer those questions on our Q&A call. Our next one is December 22nd at 4:30 for the Entrepreneurial Edge Success Circle. So remember the discussion forums on the Entrepreneurial Edge Success Circle. And if you have any questions or suggestions about the membership site, to please email us at info@accelerateassociates.com. We're always looking to add more information and more high content calls and more high content to the site. So it'll continuously be changing. So thank you so much for attending today, and until next time, create a great day.